This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast and our review of Halloween Kills. My name Wayne.
And my name is Paul, because I still use the small word that is in between. And this week we are covering Halloween Kills.
Yes, we are.
The sequel to the 2018 big, huge smash hit, as directed that one and this one by David Gordon Green. This one is written by Scott Teams, Danny McBride, and David Gordon Green himself. Of course, based on characters created by John Carpenter and Deborah Hill. Stars Jamie Lee Curtis, Judy Greer, Andy Malachik, Will Patton, Thomas Mann, and Anthony Michael Hall, as well as James Jude Courtney as The Shape. The budget was paltry, $20 million. The box office thus far has already made almost $100 million, despite being released simultaneously on The Peacock in the States.
How? No, how?
Well, I think Wayne may be displaying his hand here. As to what he thought about the film. But Wayne, before we get into the Rotten Tomatoes critics' responses, what is it about?
All right, so I didn't know this until about halfway through the movie, but the movie picks up right from the end of the last movie. Okay.
You did what?
I didn't know. I was sitting there going, what's going on here? Because I didn't remember how the last movie ended.
Hot damn!
Or if you prefer.
But yeah.
Wonderful. I'm glad that 3 years ago
it's fantastic.
Fresh in your mind.
It's fantastic. So is it 3 years? I can't believe it.
2018.
Oh my
Halloween.
God. All right. So 2018 Halloween. Spoilers for that show. But if you're listening to this, you've seen that one. The end of that show, they managed to trap Michael Myers in the basement of Jamie Lee Curtis's house, and they set that motherfucker on fire, and it's like, burn, bitch. But Jamie Lee Curtis got like hurt, like she got like hit in the stomach.
Stabbed.
Stabbed in the stomach. So this show takes off right from that. They've taken her ass to the hospital. She's with her daughter, Judy Greer, and like, or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
probably not in real life. In the movie, but in real life, it is Judy Greer.
Yes. Yeah. So they're on the way there, and then the firefighters are like trying to put out the fire, and they're like, no, let the fucker burn.
Let it burn.
Okay, so long story short, this is not a spoiler because Michael Myers is fucking back. How? Who cares, right? So he's back, right?
Shock horror.
Yeah. So now what happens in this film, though, is that the townsfolk, or the villagers, I like to call them. The people in the town are pissed off that Michael Myers did all this bad shit years ago. And they do a bit of retconning where they actually go back to when the initial Mike Myers happened. And one of the people, one of the cops, is actually one of the villagers in the town now. And long story short, the townsfolk try and they all mount up and get guns and try and bust a cap and go, ah, we're going to take out Michael Myers tonight. Meanwhile, Laurie Strode is in the hospital still just doing fuck all. She's doing fuck all. She's in it for like 10 minutes, gone. So anyway. And the whole movie is them trying to get Mike Myers. There's nothing more to this. Keep going, Paul.
With apologies to Andy Matichek, who Matichek. Apparently with my eyesight as a mid-40s year old, I can't read that correctly. Yeah, right. Evil dies tonight, Wayne.
That's what they say.
Evil dies tonight. And if I say evil dies tonight, another 73 evil dies tonight time, you'll start to get a feel for how often it's said.
They do say that a lot.
This fucking film.
It's horseshit. And what's his name? The Anthony Michael Hall. He was a bit of a surprise. I'm like, oh, that's that guy from that TV show where he was like a medium or something.
The Dead Zone.
That's the one.
Also from The Breakfast Club.
And one episode of Entourage, if I'm not mistaken. So
he's done a lot of things.
So that was like, wow, man, really men get puffy when they get old, don't they?
Playing Tommy Doyle, who was being babysat by Laurie in the original particular
film.
Oh,
that's an actual character? Yeah. Okay, that's nice.
Well, you would have missed this. All right, so I'm going to
cut please, across you give us
your rant that I'm sure is coming to say that, look, this is it's trying to tap into the hardcore fan base. So we brought back Tommy Doyle. We brought back all those other three people introduced in that scene are all from the original film, 1978 film, in some way, shape, or another. Like, they give a quick glimpse of it. Like, it's the Dr. Loomis's nurse and the other.
So it's slightly to do with kind of that guy. What's it? Yep. Okay.
All that. So three people, two people, whatever it is. They're all from there. So we're really leaning in hard to the lore here. And as someone who has seen the 78, can't even remember if you liked it.
Have you seen
the 78?
What's the 78? The original one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did because you made me.
Yeah.
And I sort of went, you know what? If I bend my mind back to whenever the fuck this was made, I guess I could see how this might be novel. And it's kind of interesting that they've got that bling bling with the fucking score. And it's exactly the same in this. So I guess
that's
no, nice.
It's not exactly the same.
Sorry, it's to my ear and care factor. The opening still has got the little jack-o'-lantern, you know, and it's black background and that kind of thing.
Yeah, because exactly. All right. John Carpenter wrote the score for this one as well with his son, Cody Carpenter, and another dude. I can't remember his name.
Sure. It does sound like one person.
Good reviewing, but long story short, it's of course it's meant to be building upon it. It's more techno, it's whatever.
I get that.
I don't think it's as good as the score from 2018, but I am getting off the track.
Is it different?
Yeah.
There you go.
According to Rotten Tomatoes, let's get this out of the way. Only 39% out of 238 reviews were positive, with an average rating of 5 out of 10. On Metacritic, the film, I should say, has a weighted average score of 42 out of 100 based on 45 critics, indicating mixed or average reviews. And according to CinemaScore, the film garnered a rating of B- on an A+ to F scale.
B- my vagina. That's so shit. I can't believe that's very
You would like your vagina to be B-?
Yeah. Or D+. Okay.
All right. Good. Well done. Open the door. You walk straight
through
it.
There you go.
All right. Well, obviously, made no secret about what you think about this film. Give us your overall, and we'll get into spoilers on the other side of the delineator sound drop.
Okay. Let me say, though, that the 2018 one, right? Because when you made me see the 2018 one, I actually was like, oh, the idea that Jamie Lee Curtis is an ass-kicking grandma.
Yep.
And that she had tricked out her house to be cool a trap. Yeah, for Michael Myers. That was actually kind of cool. She was
preparing for this day her entire life.
Right.
And had been living, very sadly, in trauma for 40 years as a result of what happens in the 78 film. I think that's fascinating. I really, really dug the 2018 film. It's in my top 10 of that year.
That's a real story, Paul.
I think you enjoyed it as well. As far as a horror film
goes. As far as films, I'm like, you know what? If you're going to give me the convention of she's got like gadgets in her house to fuck him up and shit, that's cool. The fact that she's an ass-kicking grandma, I think that's cool too. Okay? And I think in that movie...
Believe me, Wayne enjoys ass-kicking grandmas.
Well, I say that I damn well do.
It's like kicking, I meant licking.
Well, everyone enjoys that part. So,
not everyone.
So, again, that's a
Eat
movie.
My ass!
Shut up, bitch!
You're such an asshole, man.
All right. So now that we had that thing, right? Whatever continues on from there better be similarly thought out. And this, my friend, was not because
agreed.
It's just, hey, we're all angry now. Hey, villagers, let's just get mob mentality and shit like this. And then, like, also, again, like I said, she's not in it. Really, she's hardly in it at all. Right?
She's not the only one not just in it. None of the fucking women.
Yeah, even the kid is it.
Julie Greer, the granddaughter, none of them are barely.
They just make
in
little, like, you know, kind of appearances here and there, and then the rest of it is just like, we're so angry, mob, ha, right? And ultimately, I remember thinking to myself, so, and I'm sure everyone who's ever watched this, like, it's obvious that Michael Myers either can't be killed or has been killed. I'm sure they've thought of different ways of drawing and quartering him and sending his body to different parts of the globe. Has that ever happened, Paul?
No.
No? Just someone cut his head off. Someone's cut his head off, right?
In a previous iteration, but not in this timeline.
Oh, it's been rejigged.
This is the 12th Halloween film, right? But the whole timeline has changed multiple times.
Piece of shit.
I know you're not familiar with this because you're not a horror film fan.
No.
But basically, this one is one, Halloween 2018, this film. So really, there's only three films in this timeline.
Is there? Mm-hmm. Cheating bastards.
Every other film has been retconned and dismissed.
Oh, so 2018 was actually the one after Halloween one.
Sequel, yeah.
Sequel.
And it was effectively Halloween 2.
Well, in that case, this trilogy just fucking shat itself.
Well, we've got one more coming because...
Okay. Oh, God. I'm not watching that, Paul. Fuck you.
If this podcast is still going.
Nope. I'm getting bullied. I know. You made me watch four horror movies this month, cunt. Four.
Well, it's hella fucking week.
Fucking suck my hard dick. I don't give a shit.
Again?
So, yeah. Anyway. So, okay. Underwhelming.
Agreed.
Not scary.
Agreed.
Not interesting.
Sadly agreed.
Come on, right? And also, we'll get to the spoilers later. That's
all
I can say.
Okay, here's where it does excel. The kills in this film are fun. The kills in this film, there are some really gratuitously cool ones. I know that's not your bag, so you're not going to get into it at all. But as a horror film fan, and you come along to these films to watch Michael wreck people, to destroy them, to kill them in inventive ways, this film delivers in spades. That's all it delivers on.
So are you talking about when the girl...
spoiler.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on to that.
Oh, okay.
Right. We'll get into our funny kills and preferred kills. But on the same token, where the film drops the ball is it kind of wants you to care about certain characters but not other characters.
Yep.
It's totally inconsistent.
Yep.
Completely.
Absolutely.
So Michael is this wrecking ball who's making a move towards somewhere. I'll hold that for spoilers. And he kills anyone who gets in his way on the way there. Some of which are played for laughs.
Yes. But isn't that horror movies, though? Is that
no? Sure.
Yeah.
But others are played for like, oh, you should really care about this.
Exactly. So inconsistent.
No, no. Well, find a lane and stick to it. This is what I really, really want to emphasize as far as David Gordon Green, Danny McBride. Like, the first film had some legitimately funny moments. Do you remember the young African-American kid who was like, that dude was up there and I just ran away? And he's interviewed very briefly on the TV screen early in the film.
I vaguely remember that, right? Yes.
Funny, funny stuff. Yeah. Good organic horror humor.
Sure.
Here, it's so forced and I think when it's trying to be funny, it's not.
I don't even know what's supposed to be funny,
like,
or not.
You know, when we're meant to laugh at someone who gets killed like that, but we're not meant to laugh at this person getting killed three seconds later. Like, what? Hang on. What are you doing here?
This is the same director, yeah?
Same director.
Just fucked
same
up.
Writers.
Fucked up. All fucked up.
Here's my summary statement, really, for Halloween Kills. This was always pitched as a trilogy when they first brought it along. And the first film did so well, they instantly got greenlit for a second film, right? Mm-hmm. And I think even before the second one got dropped, I think the third one was greenlit too. It has officially been, it's called Halloween Ends.
Okay.
Okay? There's only enough story for two films. This film is completely inconsequential, other than something happens very late in the movie, which I believe will drive the third film. And it's not good enough. Oh, we just upped the body count to ridiculous proportions.
Yep.
Michael kills 40 people in this movie, which is more than he's killed in probably, maybe not all 11 films to this point, particularly the Halloween, the Rob Zombie Halloween films, which are ridiculously over the top as well. But if we took those two out, it might be as many people as he kills in the other seven fucking films. Seven, six, eight.
However many.
Eight. 200,000.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. Halloween, I mean. That's fine. It's not fine. It's shit, right?
It's not a good film. And it was it's such a disappointment. That's what I want to say.
The thing you said that we won't talk about, that the development at the end.
Yep.
Couldn't give a fuck. Could not give a fuck.
Oh, wow.
I know. And it's just because, hey, whatever. But I'll tell you something else. Anytime you, and this is quite a violent transgression here for me. When people can't shoot ever, anytime, ever, it really annoys me. And we've talked about this many times, but like, if you have a shotgun and you're 5 meters away from someone, you don't run up to them so you're close to them and then fire, Paul. You just fire. And people are running up to him and he's intercepting the gun. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Man, this is your pet peeve.
But make it look good. At least give me a reason why you had to run up to him. Maybe you lost your glasses and you couldn't see. I don't know. Give me something. You don't run up to someone with a gun. So, you know, fuck that shit.
I hear you loud and clear. Okay, I think we made it very clear. We're not a big fan. Yeah, Wayne in particular.
You are not. So that's
huge. I'm not a fan of this film at all. It's an absolute disappointment. And with a big shout out to our friend Gerald from Two Peas on Podcast, who's defending this as the second best film in the Halloween timeline behind the original. He reckons this film is better than 2018.
Gerald, what the fuck?
That's pretty much the reason why he's retired his show, I'm sure.
Dude, come talk to me about this bullshit, man. All right.
Let's move on to the spoiler section of the podcast for Halloween Kills.
You can't handle the truth.
Clearly, Gerald can't. But everyone else in the world seems to be able to, because the critic score, just about everybody who likes Halloween, are all acknowledging this is a vastly inferior film to the 2018 version for this main reason.
Yet you horror freaks keep giving it $100 million.
I'll be back there next year.
The fuck?
I think it's meant to be out in the next year for Halloween Ends. And so are you, Wayne. As I said, the podcast is still going.
No.
Here's the reason why. Right, here's the reason why.
Please.
They have gone to great pains in the first film, Halloween, in Halloween 2018. And even in the talking up of this film, to say Michael Myers is a man. He is a single-minded, you know, killing machine who's bigger and, which is, again, how do you get to be so big when you just live in a mental institution since you were whatever he was in 1978. But, okay, he's a 63, 64-year-old man. He's bigger than most. He's managed to retain his bulk and whatever else. Okay, fine.
He's not a man, Paul.
But this film goes to pains by the end to say he's more than a man. He's supernatural. He takes bullet after bullet.
Bullets.
He gets stabbed.
Stabbed, shot, hit by shit.
And just gets up and keeps on going. He effectively teleports into his home, which is where he's headed the whole time, by the way. We'll come back to that in a moment.
Hmm.
And just appears behind Karen. I checked her name. Judy Greer's character.
Got it.
And slashes her to death at the end of this film, presumably. Like, who knows? Right?
What the fuck?
And that's the way the film ends, with this big death, having killed the entire pursuing armada / villagers, as you call them.
Yes.
The
After they've
posse
got the drop on him and they fucking blow him away and fucking shit.
You cannot be shot 12 times, stabbed 15 times just by Karen, let alone everybody else, and get up and keep going. He is a supernatural force, or You just stopped giving a fuck about anything in your world. So stop lying about it. Don't keep fucking telling us he is a man. He's not a fucking man.
No shit.
God damn it.
This isn't a fucking movie either. This is some bullshit. Why? I didn't even know this was from. I thought, oh, he's got some supernatural element to him. That's why he gets up at the end and busts a cabin
in
ass.
In the original series timeline, the Thorn timeline, yes, they kind of give it a mythical element, right? So they basically say,
well, that's what's happening
his
here.
Druids put some kind of shit on him so that he can't die. All right. It's dumb as fuck, but at least it explains this. Don't fucking lie to us in the making of, in all the fucking talk. Mm-hmm. Michael Myers is just a man. No, he's just a man. He's just a very powerful man, but he's a man of a single one of you. Fuck off. Fuck off.
I didn't even know they were trying to do that because clearly that's not the case. So, I mean, shit. Yeah, this movie missteps many, many times. I was surprising that he killed the daughter, right? But also I didn't care. So,
which is what you were saying before,
yeah,
sure.
But I'm still thinking, okay, so if she's a big deal and she goes down, then the Halloween Ends one.
So, the rumor is Halloween Ends is years after this film.
Uh-huh. Okay.
3 or 4 years.
Well, maybe then Jamie Lee Curtis can be in it.
Yeah. And the rumor is that Jamie Lee Curtis' character has gone to such a dark place, presumably by the death of Karen, that she is worse somehow, or she's as base as Michael. She'll kill anyone to get to him.
That's more interesting than this movie.
Because it is, and I'll agree, but there are so many better ways to do this. Because, okay, the whole... The original timelines of the Halloween films eventually established that, I think it was Halloween 2, that Laurie is Michael's sister.
Oh, is that so?
And so he's trying to kill all his family.
Right.
So Halloween 2, forget 3, it's an aberration. 4, 5, 6 are all the timeline of the Strodes, whatever else. Even then, all that gets ignored in Halloween 7 H2O,
yeah,
where it's Jamie Lee Curtis is back again and she's playing a teacher and Josh Hartnett's her son. Basically, he's trying to murder his family.
Right.
For whatever reason. We never find out.
Well, sure.
In this one, what they basically said is, Michael never gave a fuck about Laurie. He just happened to be brought back to her at the end of the first film by the crazy doctor. Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
And so when he attacked them all in her house of,
circumstantial.
It's completely like, I'm just here. I'm going to kill everyone because you're adults and I kill all adults.
Right.
Had nothing to do with Laurie, which this film emphasizes time and again. He was just heading back to his house
where the two dudes live.
Yeah, where the two gay guys live.
Yeah,
Big John, Little John.
Yep.
Right. They're left alone in the hospital, and we get the most ridiculous fucking side point. Which this is a 105-minute film, 107-minute film,
mm-hmm.
which pads out the runtime by 15-20 minutes at least.
Oh yeah, it's a piece of shit.
Of this second fucking dude who's also an escaped inmate from the mental institution, who's wearing a hospital gown.
Yeah, what the
and
fuck
looks
was all
like
that?
He is. A double for Smeagol.
Yeah.
How could anyone, Tommy Doyle included, who remembers what Michael Myers looks like, think
him.
That he is the guy who can lift someone up and stab them through a wall by a knife?
Okay, so this is actually one of the big miscalculations about the film. I believe they're with that mob shit, they're trying to make some sort of statement. I don't know if they're drawing
a
parallel.
It was shot
between...
before the George Floyd stuff. It was shot in 2019. This was meant to come out Halloween last year.
Yeah, I don't know if it was actually pointing towards any particular thing, but it is just this whole, yeah, let's get him kind of thing. I don't know. It's. I don't care because it was lost on me completely, but I'm sitting there going, all of the things this movie's trying to say and do, I care not about. And so for the idea that this whole thing, I actually wonder myself, why does Paul, an intelligent man, watch this shit? That's the first thing I think.
Well, allow me to respond.
Here we are.
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat fuck.
It doesn't explain a thing. Because,
look, it's quite simply, I like survival horror films. I like when a bunch of characters are trapped in a particular place, they get picked off one by one, I like picking who's going to go next.
Yeah,
I like the creative
thing. That
kills.
That is totally your thing.
I like to see how they're going to defeat the big bad, the evil. Almost none of which happens here. Yeah, we got some creative kills. And there are some great kills in this movie, which is the only reason it elevates to the point that it does for me.
Okay, the only kill that was... First of all, I bellowed laughing, was when the girl has the... There's a Desert Eagle.
The gun.
The gun. And she, again, she shoots at the car from like miles away. I'm like, now here's one instance where you would get closer before you fired, instead of emptying your clip before you get there, right? Finally, she does get close enough, right? He kicks the door open. Now, the door clips the barrel of the gun, which turns the gun 180 degrees around, and she shoots herself in the head. Let me tell you something, people. You can't do that, okay? When the gun is pointed completely at you, the only way you can fire it is with your thumb. You cannot fire it with your fucking finger. And she managed to take herself out.
Good
so
point.
I'm like, this piece of shit. I was sitting there going, fuck off.
I did laugh really hard though at that.
It is stupid.
Even like, her husband / boyfriend, whatever he is, when he reaches around and grabs Michael by the throat and leaves Michael's hands free, I'm like, what do you think is going to happen, you
dickhead?
This
is annoying. It's actually annoying. I'm like, all right, fuck this show. So, you know, yeah. I don't have anything more to say to this show. This is a piece of shit.
Sorry. I know I'm ranting. Good. I am really disappointed by this movie. We don't tend to do top 10.
Exactly what I thought it would be.
Disappointments for the year, but maybe we should add that as a fourth show, as a fourth part of December's shows.
Yeah, we'll see.
I have another idea on that, which is top 10 scenes from films this year. Could come out of a crappy film, because we've got our best of the year, worst of the year, yeah. Best of worst of TV. We could do top 10 movie scenes.
Yeah, that could work. That could work.
Right? Anyway, nice or choice. An alternative could be top 10 biggest disappointments. Would cross over with the worst films, but not be 100%. Anyway.
Okay.
This would be on my top 10 disappointments. It may well be on your top 10 worst films. Won't be on mine because I've seen a lot worse than this, believe it.
Good
or
Lord.
Fucking not.
Good Lord. No wonder you're fucking so forgiving.
Yeah. But as far as cinematic releases go, wow, what a piece of shit after such a good first film. That's really where this one drops the particular ball. Come on, you like the first one, right? As far as horror films go.
Like is a strong word. I acknowledge that it's a classic. How about that?
Not quite sure what you're trying to say there.
I'm just saying that I wouldn't give a fuck about it at all if you hadn't made me watch it.
Sure, but like you can appreciate good filmmaking. You can appreciate.
You mean the first one? The very first one?
No, 2018.
Oh. Yeah, it was fine. It was all right. It was all right. It's much better than this one.
It's not your kind of thing. I totally understand. I'm not trying to say it is. But you can appreciate this is, we set up a threat. The threat's imposing. There's some good scenes in it. We care about the characters.
That's what I would say to you. I cared about Laurie Strode in that 2018 one.
Yep.
So that's something. You know.
Whereas this one, as you said, they just sidelined her straight into the hospital. They resurrect Will Patton's character, Sheriff Hawkins. He's back. And stick him in the hospital next to it just so they can have these ridiculous fucking conversations.
Seriously, isn't that two scenes, right? Like, that's that. And these guys, that's a day of shooting, surely. It feels like a couple of days for Jamie Lee Curtis.
Well, it gives her an audience to give her monologue / soliloquy / whatever else the fuck you want it to
boring
be.
Boring shit.
Or at the end of the film, it basically posits he is a supernatural force. That he does gain power from every kill that he commits.
And that's why it's so boring, Paul.
It's like, fuck
At the
off.
End, after all that smacking down, he means nothing because he gets up, kills everyone, then kills the daughter. Bullshit. So anyway, yeah, okay. I think we talked about this way too long. It's a fucking piece of shit. I can't believe I fucking talked about it for so long.
I will now give a little plug.
Wait, you talked about it, motherfucker!
I talk about it even more on our good mate, B Dizzles. We Watch the Thing podcast. Check it out there. It was out already as far as this time episode is. Want to hear my extended thoughts with Billy? Because Billy is prepared to talk about horror, unlike my fucking co-host here.
You should do it all with him.
Well, what Billy and I do in our private time.
Hey, man, it's shit.
Up to Billy and I.
Chill it, man. Smack it down. We'll see if you like butt after that. All right, go ahead.
Check that out. But this is not a good film. I 100% agree with Wayne. Wayne, give us your score and let's all prepare.
Let's see.
Given that last week you gave Malignant, I believe, 32. How much do you wish that film right now?
Yeah, you're right. 19.
Fucking hell!
I don't think you're Negatron when it's known that it's a piece of shit. Television shows. Like, I think everyone agrees with me.
19! One out of
one, yeah, five. Yeah, this is not worth watching, man. I had to stop halfway through to jack off just to fucking, like, just distract myself for a while.
Which death scene did you jack off
to? I did not jack off to any death scene. I had to swap screens and applications. shit.
Look,
yes.
This is a film which thinks just having a gay couple in it is enough to earn it sort of.
I didn't even notice that, bro. I didn't even, like, I'm like, who gives a fuck? This is shit.
It is hilariously fun. The kills, big shout out to the kill scene where he smashes the flesh and tube straight through the old woman's neck.
Yeah.
And then stabs her husband to death in front of her because this is Michael Myers at his angry, sadistic self. I kind of appreciated some of the death scenes in this film. I thought some of the kills were great. So
you need Jesus.
All the way.
Bitch, please.
It's all the way to a 46 for
me. Oh my God, Paul. What the fuck's wrong with you, man? This thing is a piece of shit. It's not
still
even worth
a
30s.
Clearly, it's not worth a 30.
Not even worth 20s. Fucking
exactly. Wow, Wayne takes a big, huge turn on Halloween Kills. Not quite as big a turn from me, but still. Turn not. In. I mean, I can't say you can't. It's not worth your time because you're all going to go and see Halloween Ends if you're at all interested anyway.
You wouldn't even be here still if you hadn't seen this shit, so word up.
And Wayne will tell you what he wants to tell you, but if the podcast is still running a year from now, Wayne will be seeing Halloween.
We'll see about that shit.
Ends. All right, that's it from us today. You can get in touch with us via hitting up Wayne.
The way you can search for us, like the Countdown Podcast, get all our socials. You send us an email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com.
We're on Twitter at the Countdown PC. You can like and follow the show through Podbean, where we host, and check out the Facebook community links in the show notes. Now, big announcement to wind up today's show.
Yeah.
This is the final episode that we're putting out there as part of the Comic Confidential network. Mm-hmm. Not because we're walking away in any, you know, Ruby Rose related kind of angst. But because it's coming to an end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The network is ending.
It's ending. Comic Confidential is going away. So we want to take this opportunity to say a big, huge goodbye to Kay, Troy, Rachel and Amy.
Oh, yeah.
The show, fantastic show. Wonderful. I've enjoyed just about, well, I've enjoyed all the episodes.
Yeah.
Even if I haven't agreed with all of them and some of their
That's
reviews.
That's how life works, man.
That is indeed how life works. Now, the show that will be continuing past the end of Comic Confidential Network is Believe, which is an absolute juggernaut.
Absolutely.
And those of you who are interested will already be listening. But just in case you're not, if you want to talk about real life or true stories.
Shit
about,
that happened to you.
Yeah, UFOs and
Michael
ghosts
Myers.
And fucking yeah, all kinds of shit. Yeah. Michael Myers.
Supernatural shit, apparently. I don't know.
So then Believe is for you. So again, a goodbye to the CC Radio Network. Go well, all of you, and next we'll be back without the bit at the start and the bit at the end.
Yeah, so...
And it will be our sort of starting of some changes around here.
Yeah, we're going to evolve the show a little bit, but it'll all be in a way that you will love, I promise.
We hope.
I'm telling you you'll love it. I'm telling you you'll love it.
Wayne's giving you a personal guarantee, and if you don't love it, then Wayne, what will you do?
I will let you eat my ass. All of your arguments are like my asshole, man.
Perfect. You walked right into that. Well, that was great.
I did rather.
Thank you so much for joining us again today. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And we'll catch you next time. Sweet. Except for after this, fucking almost forgot. Jesus, the soundboard.
What? Oh, fuck the soundboard.
Hot damn!
Oh, my God. What a fucking piece of shit you are.
Apparently, me and Halloween Kills have a lot in common. We'll catch you next time. See ya.